Off the Ball Rugby.
Let's see Rasmus, as he said to Simon Ziba, let's spice things up. It's going to be a good one.
I think so. I think it might have a little bit. But we like that, don't we? Like, we like a bit of spice.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan, and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up on today's GAA Daily, team news ahead of this weekend's hurling semi-finals, Anthony Nash and Cork's chances against the All-Ireland champions, and Kilkenny great Paul Murphy on the Cats' clash with Clare. But first, all four counties have named their sides ahead of a huge weekend in Croke Park. Robert Downey's been named to start in the Cork team to face reigning champions Limerick in Sunday's All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship semi-final. He was a late withdrawal due to illness ahead of the Rebels' win against Dublin in the last eight. Luke Mead drops to the bench with Kieran Joyce set to start in midfield. A hamstring injury rules Barry Nash out of the Limerick side to face the Rebels. Boss John Kiley's made two changes to his side. Sean Finn comes into the full back line, and Seamus Flanagan is named at full forward. Shane O'Brien has to make do with the place on the bench after starting in the Munster final win over Clare. The Clare team to face Kilkenny tomorrow has been named. Aidan McCarthy has been named in the full forward line, with Aaron Shanahan dropping to the bench. Ryan Taylor's also named amongst the substitutes after recovering from a cruciate injury. Kilkenny meanwhile have named their side for tomorrow's showdown in Croker. Boss Derek Ling has kept faith with the same 15 that saw off Dublin in the Leinster Hurling Championship final last month. All-Ireland winner with Kilkenny Paul Murphy has been looking ahead to the Cats' clash with the Banner.
I actually do believe that Clare could possibly be in the best position they've been over the last 2 years coming into this game, all bar the fact that Tony Kelly had more hurling over the last 2 years compared to this match. But like I see it merely at the moment playing out very similar to last year. Really tight game. Lots of, you know, big plays in the game that if Clare got a goal or Kilkenny got a goal, it could really decide it. But the game staying tight right up to the end and Kilkenny just doing enough. Like, I even see Kilkenny's bench there that, like, I've really liked how Derek has used the bench, even starting team and then going, okay, well, when will I introduce players into this game, depending on what way the game opens up? He's done that really well, and particularly last year against Clare. He introduced Keane Kenny at a really important time. Keane Kenny popped up, I think maybe got a point or two, but also set up other points. So I think Derek knows how to use his hand there. Now, also at the same time, when you see the likes of Aaron Shanahan coming back to Clare, like that's a huge thing as well. Will he start ahead of Aidan McCarthy? It's a tough call. I think Aidan McCarthy will start, but I think you'll see Shanahan at the first sign of a forward wilting. You'll see Aaron Shanahan into the game. But look, if I'd call it now, I'd say the same as last year in terms of really close, really tight game. But Kilkenny doing enough to get over the line.
Former Cork goalkeeper Anthony Nash has been looking ahead to Sunday's game on Off the Ball and how much or little Cork's win over Limerick and Páraí Cuíve back in May will have a bearing on Sunday's game.
How much can you lean on that performance back in May in the Munster Championship heading into the Sunday? Because this is the first time I can remember somebody in the office literally poking their head around the corner to us and say, I think Cork are going to do it on Sunday. So there is something of the belief that I think has been instilled in people, given the performance in May in that third game of the Munster Championship, that Cork can actually go and do something this Sunday.
Yeah, like everyone knows in the show, like Barry Nash obviously is my cousin, and I'd love to see him win as many All-Irelands as they possibly could. Like, so kind of difficult for me to come on here and just be completely Cork as well, like, you know, because obviously the love and the care I have for him and my family. But the difference between this year and another year is Cork have beaten Limerick in a tight game, where Seamus would speak about Limerick playing Kilkenny back in the day, where when you do get to that tight moment in the game with 5 minutes to go, have you got the belief? Cork do have the belief now. It's not unheralded or unwarranted either because of that victory in a massive occasion, like the occasion of the match. The night itself was as close to another semi-final with atmosphere and crowd as you're going to get, pitches as close to Croke Park as you could have gotten. So look, in Cork there's 100% belief, and you know what, a lot more expectation than there would have been other years going to these games. But saying that too, the intelligent hurling fan, which the majority of Cork people are, know that if Limerick bring their A game and know that when Croke Park, you know, is opened to them, how good they can be. So it's going to take that performance from Cork plus another bit. to get a result. Can they do it 100%? And I, do you know what? Like, Limerick people, I'm sure, are obviously still very confident, and rightly so, because of this team. Like Seamus was describing there, like, we could spend the whole show just talking about this team and what they've done. But I'm sure they're looking at the one team that they would have a slight fear of is Cork, and that's because of the pace. It's like, the key for me on Sunday is being 45, 50, 55 minutes in the game and being within 2 points up, 2 points down, 3 points down, 3 points up. And then your Robbie O'Flynn, your Shane Kingston's coming in and making the impact they can do, because Seamus might refer to it there in a while. Being a tired defender after watching Shane Barrett run around, a Shamey Harney, Declan Dalton, and then seeing these absolute rockets come from the bench in a game that has hopefully, in Cork's sake, opened up. So, like, what Limerick are brilliant at is defensive setup, keeping it tight, keeping the structure. And that's what would have killed us for years, because we liked getting the ball into the full forward line. Park of Nobron and likes of Brian Hayes to upset things. They brought in a Declan Dalton to upset things. Shamey Harney always brought that. So it's for Cork hopeful that they get to the 50-minute mark, game opens up, spring your bench. And for a Limerick perspective, they're hoping to get to the 50-minute mark either with a lead or still being able to structure their defence to stop the Cork subs coming on and doing well.
Do Cork expect to win?
Sorry, Anthony,
go on ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, do Cork expect to win? Yeah, of course they do. But again, it's just you like, you have to respect what's coming down the tracks. You know what I mean? The best team of all time, potentially, is facing them. No, there's an awful lot of talk of injuries and this, that and the other. Limerick will care about Limerick, and that's all they're going to worry about. And I think for now, Cork are starting to just worry about Cork, so that's why he might bring an absolute classic game.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off The Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off The Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.